This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Broadcasting and streaming live all across America, this is Home Talk USA with Michael King, where we will discuss topics pertaining to your home with industry-leading experts. Michael King is a licensed general contractor with more than 30 years of experience in home improvements and the author of Contracting with the King. Join us this hour for our segment, Invent America, with your co-host, the inventor lady, Rita Crompton. Discover what's next in the home improvement industry and explore new products and innovations. Or if you have that next great big idea, learn what it takes to bring your invention to the world as Michael King and Rita Crompton talk to America's inventors and innovators. Remember, the America of tomorrow is being invented today. We invite you to visit us at HometalkUSA.com, one of the best resources for home improvement information around today. Your best life begins with your best home, and there's no place like Home Talk. That's HometalkUSA.com. And now, we proudly present Invent America from the number one home improvement radio program in the country, Home Talk USA, with your host, the Cajun contractor, Michael King, and his co-host, the inventor lady, Rita Crompton.
Yay! Welcome, America. That's right. Along with my co-host, my sidekick, the inventor lady herself, Miss Rita Crompton, we want to welcome all of you fresh off a beautiful Easter weekend special. Easter weekend, the birth of our Lord Savior Jesus Christ, the death, the tribulations, and for all you Christians out there, to be born again is just a great time to accept the blood of Christ and to feel different. That hey, it's just a great time, and we love it, and we hope all of you had a beautiful weekend. I know I did. As all my grandbabies are not grandbabies anymore; they're up there in age, but we had a great time. Now I'd like to bring my co-host Rita. Hey, Rita, how was your Easter weekend?
We had a wonderful time. It was great to be with family and, you know, be so grateful that we're in a good place and lots of friends and lots of love, and we celebrated.
Well, the difference over here is that, you know, I'm in a closed-in fence, so my people can't go anywhere. But unfortunately, I think, based on what you told me, that you could actually get lost for days where you live out in the mountains if you try to hide some eggs out there, right?
Yeah, you might have to fight the bears for those eggs. That is not a place where you want to be hiding eggs, yeah.
Well, what has happened since last week and this week? Hey, you know, we did a Easter weekend special. Everybody thought we were going to take off that last weekend, but we didn't. We broadcast, and it was a great show. We had some good ratings. But so tell us what the show will be about this weekend. Well, this week.
Okay, so what we're talking about now, and I try to mix it up. So we've got some, you know, really fun topics, and then we've got the more serious inventing topics. Well, this is one of those more fun topics of, you know, that first prototype. I always tell the inventors when they call me, it's like, you know, do as much looking around as you can, and then build your own version of the first prototype. You know, we always laughed and said it was made out of duct tape and cardboard, but I've seen some really good ones made out of Legos, seen some very practical ones made out of pipe cleaners or Play-Doh, whatever you've got sitting around the house that you can, you know, pull out and make something that's three-dimensional. And so that's what we're going to talk to some inventors that are in the marketplace. They're very successful with their products. Well, what did their first prototypes look like?
Wow. And talk about our three guests you have.
All right, so our three guests, the first one is Warren Ignacio out of the Northeast, the Boston metro area. And our next guest then is Wayne Osterholm. He is out of the Pittsburgh area, and his product is a business-to-business, very high-tech type of safety product. And then I'm so excited to introduce to you our expert today. He is one of the first sponsors of Invent America.
Wow. So we got somebody that's going to step up to the plate, huh?
We do. And so we are going to have him on. And Scott is that early stage prototype guide that the inventors would go to say, all right, now this is what I've got, my duct tape and cardboard version. Scott, I need the sexy prototype now. And Scott's going to say, okay, this is what we do.
Well, that's what I like about the diversity of what we do here. At the end of the day, what we try to do is just set that blueprint to success, you know, and to try to walk these inventors through stages, the different stages, so they can be successful. Because it would be a crime to have a great technology idea that can never get to the market. Can you imagine?
It would be.
Can you imagine?
I understand what you're saying, and it's so hard when I see inventors come to me and they've got something that sounds like it would have been a really good idea, and they've made mistakes because they didn't know the basics, or they jumped the gun, or they wasted all their money on something else. When I get an inventor that says, well, I spent $50,000 on my patent, it's like, you needed a different patent attorney. Because really, you know, more is not always better. It just means they're driving a nicer car.
Yep, that's right.
And so, you know, when we look at, you know, here's the steps, here's the flow of the pricing, and, you know, an inventor can go to my website, inventorlady.com, download the Inventor's Galaxy Guide. It's going to go through the 7 steps of the inventing process, and it helps them understand, you know, those price points so they can plan better and do better. And so, you know, it's just like next week we're talking about money and investors, because I get inventors, so I'll get an investor, and it's like, so that is going to be a hot topic for sure. And this morning I had an email from a gentleman that heard our broadcast about the fishing pole, and he wanted the website from the fishing pole guys. And so I responded back to him right away, and I said, here's their website. So, you know, give them a call. Reach out to them.
Another thing is to determine whether or not they would be a good candidate, say, for a license deal, or would they be a good candidate to manufacture themselves. There's a decision you have to make, and we want to help them guiding that way, because I have a rule of thumb. If you're just going to be a one-trick pony, then you need to look at that licensing deal. And that's a whole different show. That's a whole different criteria, licensing deals, you know?
It is. And I've heard over and over again, and I think it was the fishing pole guys, the Perfect Caster, where I met them in a meeting, and they said, you know, we felt like, you know, the lone Cheerio in, you know, a bowl of milk. We were just floating around trying to find out the right information. And a lot of inventors feel like they're all alone out there. They don't know where to go for the right information. They feel like they're being, you know, just kind of stalked by the predators. And so Invent America is laid out to protect them from, you know, the bad guys out there that just want to take advantage of them. It's where can they go for that good, solid information that doesn't take anything more than their interest and their time.
Yep. Well, Rita, we got a great show for people. And at the end of the show, we got some breaking news. We always have breaking news every week. And then we're also going to talk about how if you're listening to the show, how you can, if you have that great idea, and to get on the show and make it easy for them, so on and so forth, you know.
Yeah.
But again, it's always that information is always education information is always where it's at.
Yeah.
And that's what we try
to
do here. Yeah.
And everything is on theinventorlady.com. And for the folks that would like, a call-in version of this, they can go to the Inventor Roundtable meetings. We have 2 free meetings a month. And it's just a matter of logging in, and then they can ask the questions.
Yeah.
So they can talk to then the experts and the other inventors.
Right.
And our meetings have been coast-to-coast attendees. It's been wonderful.
All right. There's the music. Got to step away. You're listening to the Invent America Show here on the Home Improvement Broadcasting Network, on the Home Talk USA Radio Network. Also, right here, the Inventor Lady herself, Rita Crompton. I am the Cajun contractor, Michael King, the originator. Not to duplicate it. Please don't accept no substitutions. Man, I was green before green was even cool. I'm the Cajun man. I'll be right back. Yay!
USA with Michael King. Do you have questions about your next home improvement project or home repairs? Now you can chat with verified home repair and home improvement experts in just minutes. Get the help you need by visiting HometalkUSA.com, one of the best resources for home improvement information around today. Your best life begins with your best home, and there's no place like Home Talk. That's HometalkUSA.com. And now, back to Invent America from the number one home improvement radio program in the country, Home Talk USA, with your host, the Cajun contractor Michael King, and his co-host, the inventor lady, Rita Crompton.
All right, welcome back to the only home improvement show dedicated to you, the American consumer. I want to welcome all of you to the Invent America show, which is a segment of Home Talk USA home improvement show, along with my guests, my sidekick, co-host, Rita Crompton, the inventor lady, as we help educate and help all of your inventors out there. Rita, who's our next guest?
Our guest is Warren Ignacio. He is the owner, inventor, and owner of WEI Angle Surface Bracket. And the cool thing about Warren is he was an entrepreneur all of his life, worked in the family-owned drywall and general contracting business. He's out of the Boston metro area. And so he had a lot of experience in the arena that he invented in, which is wonderful. Warren, thank you so much for being with us today.
Thank you, Rita and Mike. It's my pleasure to be on your show. I've been looking forward to it.
Well, we are glad to have you. So tell us a little bit about your product so people will know what you're talking about.
Rita, my product is something that I designed and invented after all my years of growing up in the construction field and family drywall business. I always saw the sloped surfaces and ceilings that were in second floors, attics, and in closets. And you could only take and buy a right angle rod and shelf bracket that went on a vertical wall. So it was fine if you had a 7'6" closet with a flat ceiling on the top. But a lot of these homes that had angled ceilings in the closets, you could only put two cleats on each side of the closet and put cup holders and put one rod in. So I invented the angle surface bracket, which has 25 adjustments and a telescoping tube that you can use in the closets. A lot of my customers are using them in what I like calling a creative closet. And that's making a closet in a bedroom that you have two rods and a shelf. So I solved the problem. And, it's in the bedroom. You put your shelf, you put pictures on the top or shoes, and you made a closet for inexpensive money. And
yeah.
So I like to look at it that I solved the problem that's existed there since slope ceilings were designed for houses.
And that's great. And Warren is manufacturing and selling products. So if you think that you would like one of these, we're going to give you his website here in just a few minutes. But Warren, in the beginning, after you had your wow moment, how did you do your first prototype? Because we always like to think, duct tape, cardboard, Legos, whatever you've got handy, just to get the idea out of your head. What did you do?
Well, we all start out with prototypes. But I want to say that, that wow moment came when I was laying in bed one morning and looked at that slope ceiling. And I guess the first prototype is all starts in your mind. Gee whiz, what am I going to have to do to make a prototype? A lot of thinking went into it. And because of the ceiling and because of so many different angles of roofs and homes, it had to be something that was adjustable. And so I want to think that the prototype process started laying in bed trying to think of these things. It's like this: you just can't make something that the shelf is going to be at an angle. And I want to have something that if we're going to use that wasted space, let's try and make it so it has a double hook, so we can double a hang capacity. And so after, you know, thinking about it, you know, two or three mornings, you know, it started going down on paper. And I started drawing and sketching up and folding pieces of paper that were to scale with numbers, measurements, everything on it, because that's all your prototype. If you don't write everything down, you don't have anything to go back to. You know, you just can't, like the mornings of laying, you know?
Yeah, that's good. That's good information, you know, to our listeners that, you know, you go through stages of your prototyping from your mind to the paper to actually something that's three-dimensional. So, you know, in the scheme of things, now when you look at it, how many prototypes do you think you actually went through before you were ready to get then that first kind of pre-manufactured one?
I went through probably 8-9 different ones, from folding that paper and changing design along the way. You know, from a square tube that, you know, if you put another square tube into a square tube, yeah, you can get that, they can go up and down. And then I needed something to, all right, when it does that, how are you going to hold it in place? What type of buttons did I want to use? And, you know, from there, I went from a single row of holes, finding out that a single row of holes really limited the amount of adjustments I could make. And so we added a second row of holes that were opposite on the other side. Now I created a 13-hole original patent to a 25-hole adjustable patent,
right,
which gave me more measurement.
I think a lot of inventors learn as they go through the different steps and how to make it better. And that's
right.
The goal.
All right.
Yeah. And anyway. So we went from paper to cardboard to thin metal to presenting drawings to a fabrication shop.
All right, we got to run. Hey, Warren, give us that website. How can we learn more about the Angel Surface Bracket?
You can visit my website at anglesurfacebracket.com, and that will show you my rod and shelf bracket. And January of 2023, we introduced a TV mountain bracket also.
All right.
And they'll be able to see that on the website.
All right, good. We're up against the clock. AngleSurfaceBracket.com. Just spell it out. All right, we're going to take a short break. We're going to have another guest, another topic right here on the Invent America radio program, along with my co-host, the inventor lady herself, Rita Crompton. We'll be right back. Yay!